And good morning. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries is trying to stop a Bend company from operating until company managers come up with some back pay for employees. The state filed a legal action in November in Deschutes County Circuit Court against City Moving and Storage. The owner of the company says she's been trying to pay back wages to her former employees through a monthly payment plan set up by the Department of Revenue. She says the company has been caught up in the Great Recession. New lines have been drawn, and Oregon voters may be assigned to new voting districts as of January 1st. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
Republican Senator Chris Telfer, a co-chair of the redistricting committee, says they work to ensure fairness.
We were very blunt with each other, very honest with each other, and I think at the end of the day, we have a map that gives the Oregonians a good representation.
Many of the adjustments are based on population changes over the past decade. Multnomah County did not grow like other regions.
They had to reach into other counties in order to pull in enough people for the 127,702.
County elections offices can address questions about the new districts. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Local postal workers are hearing details about why they may lose their jobs. Last night in Bend, the U.S. Postal Service held a public meeting at the River House to talk about the possible closure of Bend's mail processing center. Bend is one of 252 centers nationwide that the Postal Service is looking to close to make up for a sharp decline in revenue in the past 5 years. About 20 jobs are on the line. Gasoline prices have dropped again in Oregon, but 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports they're still higher than ever for this time of year.
Oregon's average for gas dropped 2 cents to $3.38 a gallon.
Prices are still at record highs for this time of year. We've never paid more for gas than we are right now in December.
Marie Dodds at AAA says that sets the stage for even higher prices next year.
We are going to see a spring run-up. That's traditionally how it goes. The big question is, how large will that run-up be?
Next year, prices will go above $4 a gallon, but Dodds says that unless there's an extreme factor, they shouldn't go above $5 a gallon.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon State Police report the busy holiday weekend resulted in one death and 28 DUI arrests on Oregon's roads and highways. One fatality occurred on Sunday night in Eugene. The number of driving while impaired arrests is down from last year's 36 during the same time frame. Three arrests were made here in Central Oregon. Four candidates will be interviewing next week to become Lapine's new city manager. Rick Allen has been filling in on an interim basis in the position for the last year and a half. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer brings us an update.
Lapine Mayor Ken Mulinex says they're optimistic they'll find a permanent manager in the latest crop of candidates.
You know, the council's anxious to get on down the road with a full-time city manager. You know, there'll be a great deal of effort put into bringing this to a conclusion here this time, and short, like I said, of some kind of, real serious issue. We should get this done and get down the road.
The interviews will occur on Thursday, January 5th, and city leaders hope to offer the job to someone by the following day. Three of the candidates are from Oregon. The fourth is from Idaho. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And now we continue our top five business stories of the year countdown. Bend financial advisor Tyler Simonis has his pick for today.
Number three was Occupy Wall Street. So this movement started on September 17th in a small plaza about a block away from the New York Stock Exchange. And it really sort of inspired protesters around the world. And they were mad about the inequality in income and the influence that money has in politics. So whether you believed in it or not, it was a big deal globally.
And tomorrow we'll have number two, and Friday we'll have number one. Coming up next on your local news at 6:30, it looks like the local Sears store could be spared from cuts affecting 100 stores nationwide. We'll have that story and more on your local news at 6:30. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND.